talking Siena Heights Saints football. We're joined on the phone line by their head coach, Matt Cohn. Morning, coach. How's it going?
Doing well. Good morning. Happy to be back with you this week, for sure.
Yeah, it seems like forever. We have to ask because we put it on the air. We said, you know, you had to take the kid to an appointment. How are they doing?
Oh, she's doing great, you know. She's great. It's just one of those things. I had to take a quick time out and be a dad last Wednesday morning.
You're allowed.
You got to take care of.
Well, since we talked, you know, we were heading into the Concordia matchup, the big rivalry game at O'Loughlin Stadium, and it turned out to be the largest margin of any one of your games this season up until last weekend, and it was an overtime loss for you guys. Could you, you know, just give us a rundown of that game? I know we all saw the box score and the recap of, you know, you guys going up 16-0 and then Concordia crawling back and eventually getting the win in overtime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and to kind of to sum it up, it was really a game and a story of really just missed opportunities, particularly by us in the first half. You know, we at our first drive, we drive the ball down to the 3-inch line. We're getting ready to run another play, run our linebacker Cole Merlin in a little wildcat package, and Cole runs it from the 4-yard line down to the 3-inch line on first down, and then we get a very bad personal foul in the end zone after that play, which takes us back out to the 15. And rather than coming away with the touchdown, you know, we come away with 3 points. Shortly thereafter, have another drive, a first down play where we fumble on their 9-yard line and don't come away with any points. And that was kind of the story of us in the first half, you know. We go into halftime up by a couple field goals rather than 3 touchdowns. And when you're playing at home, momentum is huge, especially against a great team that we were hosting in Concordia. But we were able to play a little better there in the second half and punch some scores in. In the middle of the third, it's 16-0. You know, had we taken care of those opportunities and executed a little better in the first half, you know, you're probably looking at a 23-0 or a 30-0 game. And when we punch that second score in to make it 16-0 in the middle of third, you know, there's a big difference. You know, unfortunately, had some breakdowns on our defense, had some kind of just some blown coverages. They hit a couple guys that were wide open for a couple bam-bam scores to tie the game up, and then just came up short in overtime. So it was disappointing, to say the least, but at the same time, great lessons were learned by our football team in that, you know, it truly is about us and how we execute and our level of execution. You know, there's not a team that we've played so far, and there's not a team left on our schedule that we feel that we cannot beat if we control what we control and execute what we need to do, and we're very confident in that. It just comes down to consistency throughout the game, consistency in our execution.
And then you talk about a bounce back. We're going to jump ahead a week to last Saturday as you are at Madonna in Livonia. You know, come away with a good win, score a lot of points in that matchup. You know, you kind of like looking at the, you know, grueling schedule you guys play. It's nice to get a game like that kind of in the middle of your season.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when we were able to get a lot of guys on the field, a lot of guys that have been working very hard, you know, serving on our scout teams up until this point in the season that deserve an opportunity to get on the field. We traveled very well, had a lot of family there, had a lot of our players' friends there. You know, we had far more support than the home team, so that was really cool to see. And you know, those fans and those families got to see their sons get in the game, which was awesome. So that was a cool thing about Saturday. Wasn't really happy, though, with our penalties. We were penalized 18 times. You know, looking back at the film, a lot of those penalties certainly could have been avoided. And we know that we're going to just have to play a much cleaner game of football here down the home stretch against some really good opponents.
Well, and you know, as you mentioned, Coach, it is good to have those games where you can get a lot of guys in. Those guys have been banging on each other in practice, and you know, especially the down-the-line guys don't always see the field as much as your starters, especially in the close games that you've been playing. So it's good for them to get a little reward for their time in practice. And it does give you a chance to see them in some game action and get some film on them. And now you head in against another newer program this weekend in Lawrence Tech. Is that possibly an opportunity for those kids to see some playing time 2 weeks in a row?
Well, you know, Lawrence Tech, although they are newer, they've done a really good job hitting this transfer portal and bringing in some older guys. You know, particularly their quarterback. He's a four-year starter for them, but he's a different type of four-year starter, and he's a young man that took a mission trip right out of high school. And so when he came back and played his first year of college ball, he was 22 years old.
Oh, wow.
So he's an older guy. His brother's the quarterback up at Wayne State, you know, a football family.
Sure.
Played at Chip Valley High School, really good program. Mm-hmm. And they've surrounded him with some really good weapons, and they've been able to bring in some guys from Florida and from Georgia in their defensive line. They've done a really good job recruiting the niche recruitment, that engineer that wants to get in a more urban area, and they've got some good personnel. Looking at them on tape, they're kind of a lot like us. They've played in a lot of close games and kind of have shot themselves in the foot late in games that prevented them from winning those games. But they're, like I said, they're battle-tested. They played in good teams and a lot of really close games. I mean, last week, for example, they play Indiana Wesleyan, who's ranked number 5 in the country. And going into the fourth quarter, that's a 21-14 game. Now, Indiana Wesleyan gets a couple scores late, and the final's 35-14. But, I mean, it's a brawl throughout the entire game. Hmm. So they're going to be ready to come down and play us. I know last season I got a call from their head coach Wednesday night, you know, of game week. And, you know, they had to cancel our game with them last year, and we were set to go up there for their homecoming. It was their president's last year. They had a big, big old party plan for us up there for their homecoming, and unfortunately they had to cancel due to some COVID things going on. So I know their coach was really bummed about that, and you know, they're going to be ready to play us, you know, an in-state rival, another Michigan school. You know, it does great for recruiting when you're able to come out on top against these Michigan schools. So we don't anticipate it being anything like last week. We anticipate being in a dogfight similar to how we were 2 weeks prior against Concordia.
We're talking with Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn inside the cave. You know, we talked about that matchup this Saturday. Obviously, number one priority. I'm going to look at big picture real quick, and then I'll ask you a question sort of off of it. With Concordia losing last week, that keeps the door open for your Saints. If you can take care of business, I know it's going to be some tough sledding the last month or so of the season, but, you know, your end-of-season goals are still ahead of you, an opportunity, you know, to maybe win this Mideast division of the Mid-States Football Association. But that segues into my question. Just can you talk about the balance, the competitive balance of this league where really, you know, any team could beat anybody on any given Saturday?
Oh, no, there's no question. You know, our league has really evolved, you know, particularly over the past 2 or 3 years where, you know, there used to be the Marians and the St. Francis's that would just show up and quite frankly just had a lot better players than everybody else and would just steamroll people. And that is not the case, you know. The competitive balance is really leveled out. You see it in the scores, and obviously, as a coach, you have an opportunity to really dissect every film. You get all these games, and you're looking at the personnel and looking at what's going on, and it's very, very balanced. And a lot of it comes down to matchups, how you can get different matchups on the field. There's obviously injuries that happen throughout the season, and it is really a pretty balanced playing field. And you know, in terms of us, we got to take it one game at a time. Obviously, we've got a great opponent coming here this Saturday in Lawrence Tech. We got to continue to work hard to prepare for them. And then after them, we get to play at home again against the top five ranked team in the country in Indiana Wesleyan. So again, one game at a time, not looking past anybody. But after that Concordia game, we talked as a team because we were all bummed. You know, that was a very tough one to lose against a rivalry at home. And we really discussed shortening our season to a three-game season. So we got Madonna, we got Lawrence Tech, we got to win these games. When we win these games, we're going to have an opportunity to play number five in the nation at home. And I don't know too many teams at Siena Heights that have had that opportunity. But in order to get there, we got to take care of Madonna and Lawrence Tech first. So that's kind of how we're looking at things over the past couple weeks. Very optimistic about our future, and our players are working very, very hard at practice and at meetings and in the weight room.
Kickoff on Saturday afternoon, noontime. If you can't make it to the game over at Siena Heights, you can catch the game right here on 96.5 The Cave. We've been talking to the head football coach over at Siena Heights, Matt Cohn. Coach, it's good to talk to you this week. As we always say, good luck this weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Matt.
Once again, that is Matt Cohn, head coach of the Siena Heights football team, taking on the Blue Devils of Lawrence Tech. Noon, Saturday, right here on The Cave. Join Chris Renwick on The Call.